Kuf Pei Hei Sifal. Page Sadi.
Pei Hei?
Simon Kuf Pei Hei.
You got it?
He's got it.
Okay. So we're on page
179.
You have the same book as he does?
What?
179. 179.
Okay.
Same copy, I should say. Okay. Sifal. The Birch of Moshin can be said in any language. So the Mishabur, the Ksi, Ubeirachto, Becholoshin, Shout to Mavorech. So you can use any language. However, I can't speak French if I don't understand French. I only use a language I'm familiar with. The only exception is Hebrew. Even though that is true, it's still preferable to bench in Lashon HaKodesh. Okay? So now he's going off to just a general exhortation about the importance of a benching. Any person who's careful with benching, he will always have food available for him in an honorable way. It's preferable you should use a bencher or a safer. Not say about pet. Fine. Because of a safer chasidim, my sebechot shemes. Okay, there was an individual who passed away and came back in a dream to one of his close friends, relatives. Every day they judge me due to the fact that I was not careful to say my blessings with focus. Okay.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yes.
You just said that if you say, Birkas HaMazon with proper kavana, you'll always have mazonas, right?
Yeah.
Where is that from? Is that like...
He says bring the sefer chinuch. How the chinuch know? I don't know.
Yeah, how does the chinuch know?
Well, he takes it from the Torah.
Okay.
Yeah, but where?
Oh, Beis. A person has to actually... benching has to be done in an audible fashion. You have to say loud enough that you can actually hear what you're saying. If you did not hear what you're saying, your yotza, however, but you have to actually express it with your lips. You can't just think it, or you can't read with your eyes. You have to actually verbalize, you have to say the words, preferably to the point that it's audible.
What if you're benching with other people and you're so loud that you're even though you're saying it softly... But let's say you're next to some guy with like incredible ears, and he's bothered by the fact that you're saying it out loud.
So you have to say it more quietly.
But then, suppose if you say it more quietly, you can't hear yourself.
So move.
Go move.
This was so.
But once you get started, you're not supposed to
get
move,
in
right?
If the guy's screaming at you, you should move. Biswasa with your lips. Barb, what'd you say?
I said, get a new friend.
Okay.
This is my son I'm talking about.
Okay.
Get rid of him.
I'll hear the leave of yachts. Okay. Please do not make interjections which are not relevant to the learning.
I'm sorry. To me, it's relevant.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
I will hear the leave. If a person just thinks it, that's not sufficient. Now, a person is ill and he's not able to right now to actually move his lips or some other situation. So that individual, he has no other option. Yotze, he would fulfill his obligation. But a person is able to actually verbalize it, he must verbalize it. Finally, Abba Simon Sama Beis Mishabura Sukkotan Zion Shibarano the High Yotze Lagami Kamrat. That quote of the Magen Rambam, when he says your Yotze, in the case you do not verbalize, it's not really true. The Kaimalon Hiralak Dami. We think we Paskin. They're just thinking it is not sufficient. You have to actually express it. So what does he mean, Yotze? If the person has no choice, he's an oinus. He can't. The person's ill, and he's too weak to move his lips. So at least think. The person will give him reward for that. But the truth is, you're not yotze, and therefore, if that situation passed and he's still satiated. So that situation, they were able to give him an injection. Now he feels better. He's able to do. He would have to bench again, but he did all the benching in his mind. That's not called being yotze. And the Mishnah went through main points over there. All the points over there applies over here as well. Okay, Gimel. Yesh Misharim the Balabayas in Bana the Ishtai, the Balabayas, who has a wife and children which are not able to bench themselves. He should bench out loud, and they should listen to his benching and be yotzei with his benching. Mm-hmm. If they're not able to do it themselves, then they can be yotzei by listening to him. They'll be yotzei by hearing him. In general, it's better to say it out loud. Again, if you have a situation where it's disturbing other people, that's not advisable. But assuming that that's not the situation, you're by yourself, you should still say it out loud. It helps to have better kavanah, etc.
So they answer. They should answer then at the breaks, at the paragraphs.
In a case where a woman does not know how to read Hebrew, or the child does not know how to read Hebrew, and they're being yotzei by listening to the Mavorek over here, being the situation being the Balabais, it could be somebody else also, they would answer a man at the right situation,
right
appropriate moment. Dalit. Filo nishtaker kolkach etchen yochel davar kiroi yochel barak brichos demozen. So we discussed before that there's a state called sheet, there's a state in the halacha we call a shosui. There's three statuses of when a person drinks alcoholic beverages. Okay. There's what's known as shosui, shikr, and Shikusha Shalot. Shasi means a person drank, he's totally in control of his faculties, but he's had a drink. So luck is that for all brachas, including benching, he can bench at that point in time. However, he should not daven Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? He's not daven Shemoneh Esrei. If he's reached the point where that he would not be comfortable standing in front of an important personage speaking, he's concerned that he might not say things properly. Right? You wouldn't have, he had enough drink that there's such a concern. So then we say that preferably he should not even say brachas, etc. But if he has no choice, he would say brachas under the circumstances of and be yotzei. And then for that person, for tefillah, even b'diavad, he's not yotzei. Because that's standing in front of Hashem, and that's, you can't stand in front of Hashem like that. But that's only by Shemoneh Esrei. You don't have that halacha by benching. So a person is even at that point, which he's not yachal dabar karoy. So since if he doesn't bench now, he's going to lose his benching. He would bench if he could wait a little bit. Now it passed. He should wait. Okay. Sift cotton dalit yachal dabar because the Muslim siva chalta v'sivot v'irachta filum adumnim. Even if he's somewhat hazy, he can still bench. Pirush shem yachal dabar karoy. Now v'sivot kadaik. Where do you see that in the pasuk? Okay, the motzik of shachra sviya ha'adam oimed kashikr filo herachi chiyavah to Torah levorach vayinle kamon mashik nata bezet. Many times a person of Saveya gets sort of like, you know, tired, etc. So that will mimic the state of being of a person who is a shikr. And still the Torah said bench. So the same thing, if a person is actually a shikr, a person can bench under the circumstances. I had an interesting story. A young man came to me on Purim one time. He was actually 8 in the yeshiva, walked to my house to find out if he's allowed to bench. Because he had something to drink on Purim. I spoke to him, he sounded totally coherent, etc. I said, you should bench. So he sat down and he started benching in my house, which that was incorrect. I meant to go back to yeshiva.
Not where he ate, not where he ate.
Right. But then, after he finished the first brach, he starts telling me over in my route.
Huh?
I said, you're not benching. He was drunk.
He fooled you.
So he said, it's a beautiful morale. He explained it beautifully. And he made a system. So his drunkenness was beautiful. But so the mice said, you can still bench under those circumstances. As long as I couldn't get him back to the words. He was too busy darshaning. Okay.
Don't worry.
Fine. Hey, imbirich. Now, a situation which is not uncommon. When you have young children, you have babies. So in Birch, why is it Tzoyek Kenegdo? Okay, if he benched and there was fecal matter in the room. So the halacha is when a child has made a dirty diaper. So if it's covered and it doesn't smell, you're allowed to bench.
Okay.
If it's covered but it smells, then you can't bench.
Change it first, okay.
Right? You'd have to first clean them up, and then you could bench. So a person benched without checking into the matter, and then he realized afterwards that the child had a dirty diaper, and it was something with smell. So he benched with where there was soya, where there was fecal matter.
But if he wasn't aware of it, so it doesn't meet the condition where you have to be worried with it anyway. Right?
So we're going to get to, Mishabur is going to get to that, okay? So Oisha Yashikr pierced the garment. He was a total shikr. So the Rosh and Tosis are not sure what the law is. So let's see, Mishabur is going to qualify the cases. Let's see the case. Mishabur is cut in hay. In Birich Mahayusar, it's a learner. The Tila Kaimalon Leel Basim and Einvah, but Mishi Spalo Motsu Tsoikonegdoi, or Bitsida Total Adam Yisav. If a person said Shmonesre, and he realized that there was soya in front of him, as far as he could see, or to the side or behind him, within Dalet Amos. If it's in front of him, it doesn't make a difference, as long as it's within his eyesight. If it's behind him or to his side, it's within Dalet Amos. B'makom shehayu ro'ei hishtapek means a place where he should have been aware of the possibility, and upasha v'lebodek, and he didn't check beforehand, which was negligence upon his part. So the halacha is over there, tzarech lachzor lispalo. You must daven again. Why do you have to daven again? Because since it was an area which he has little kids around, and he knows that this might happen, he didn't check, so he's held responsible for not checking. So there's an element of negligence in his actions. Mishum shenemar zevach rishoyim to'eva. The korban of a person who's acting improperly is considered an abomination. So davening is equivalent of a korban, and you acted improperly by not checking. So the tefillah becomes a tzaveva. It's the opposite of a mitzvah. It's an insult. So therefore, you have to daven again. So that, and by kriya shema, the halach is as well. Now, what about by benching? See, stop. Maybe the same concept should be. Since I was dealing with a situation where I had responsibility to realize the possibility of and I should have checked, and I was negligent, I didn't check. I'm sorry, you're to benching. You have to do it again. Or, oh, you're dealing with shiny brick as a Muslim, the kilo miha. So maybe benching, even though benching is the raisa, and tefillah is the rabbanon, but tefillah is an act of coming in front of a kadosh baruch hu, and it has to be done in a very, very careful way. Benching is an act of saying thank you. It was a different nusach. The Rebbe Shosui, because we find that by case of a person who's a Shosui, which means he's had the first level of drink, which means he can still go in front of the Melech and speak. It means he had so little to drink, or his body is so used to drinking, or the combination of the two, that it doesn't affect his clarity at all. He would feel confident going in front of an important person and presenting an important statement under these circumstances. Mm-hmm. So lacha is, come along, even so, I yispalo. But by benching, you're allowed to bench. So we see that Shmoneh Esrei is more stringent than benching. Mm-hmm. So maybe in regards to the bidyavid of a case of tzoya, also we should say Shmoneh Esrei is more stringent than benching. That's the question of the Tosfos and the Rosh. Okay, now, Pirish Legamri, or the person who's a shikr Legamri, He is shikrus to the point that he would not trust himself to say something which is coherent. So he would not talk in front of a king, because if you say something in front of the king which is not proper, it's not safe.
You could lose your head.
Right? Maybe when the wine, this state of drunkenness wears off, he has to bench again, assuming he's still full. But now we're not talking about the person reached the state that he's totally incoherent, like Lot, where he has no awareness at all of his actions. The target example, Lot, he had relations with somebody, he didn't even realize he did it. Right? So that's we're not talking about that. That's not called benching. The Ilavachi, the person benches under those circumstances. That's not called benching. It's called a shaita bench. That's not called benching. And you're not, if he would come to when he's still satiated, he would have to bench. No question about that. Now, That which you allow the Chachila to go bench, it's some in a case where the person was coherent to the point that he could speak to a Melech. So the Mishnah Berurah is really qualifying what we said before, that we're limiting that the case which you're allowed to bench, only the case where you're able to be medarbin lefnei ha-melech. Davening you can't, benching you could. In the case where you're the level down, which is called shikur, Tosfos and Rashi are mesupik what the halacha is. Okay, now v'hishu kama achronim. The kibbutz shenei yochel ledaber k'roi, mishtamei yochel ledaber lefnei ha-melech. That's the case of Yishalmi was matter, because the lashon was abishani yochel dabri karoy. So how are you telling me that this is dalid when it says you weren't able to speak properly? In some case you're able to dabri the thing melech. If you can't speak properly, you can't go to a king, and that's the case Yishalmi said you're allowed to bench. So what's the suffix? The din of maski rechayim. So they have, they don't understand the Tosfos of the Rosh's question. The meirish and ishtarchel kol kach hashen av. If that's the state that you're in, you should bench. But preferably you should try and bench before you get to that state. I mean, I think it's before you should get to that state. But if that's going to happen, make sure you bench before that happens. There he brought, remember we learned this, that by other brachas also, a person who who's can't medarbel lefnei ha-melech, so he's in this middle madrega. You should not chachila say brachas, but over here, if the person's going to end up losing benching, he knows that by the time the drunkenness will wear off, he will be hungry again. Mm-hmm. So then he should bench. Okay, so they are mesupik if you have to go back and or not. Now, everybody agrees that you may not daven, you say any words of Torah in the presence of the tzoya. We know Torah, that's in the Raisa, the Hoksibim, Hoyamachanecha Kadosh, that with any element of when we do an act of holiness, of Kedusha, of Torah, or Tefillah, it can't be done in an area which is not clean.
Well, wait a second. You just said a few minutes ago that if the tzoa is, let's say, arba amos behind you and you can't smell it, so it's still in the same room with you.
So that's, so that's a good question. So we define machaneh. The machaneh is defined within dalet amos. Your place is within dalet amos. So that's really relevant in all directions. However, the pasuk also says, "V'lo yireh b'cho," you shouldn't see. So there's two separate problems. There's a problem of being visible, which is in front of you, and there's a problem of in your makom, which depends on the dalet amos. So when it's not visible, it's behind you or to the side. So then the shir is dalet amos. But the tefillah, it doesn't say tefillah specifically. It says any bracha. Al kadosh kedusha also likris makom shen anoki. Fine. So what's the question? If you can't do it l'chachila, what's the question? The question is, let me stop ki ela b'shikar beirach u'motza acharkach. This is only if you already benched without checking, and then you realize afterwards. Okay, that's the question which we have over here. But then das al estamid al yirava b'shem abach the kishamotza tzoy kenedu total ramoisa b'tzarch lachsu levorik b'chus amazin imadaim lo nisachol amazin. So they pass and you must bench again. If you found it over there, the Chaim Sosim Likutei Ramban al Brachas, the Ramban as well holds like that. Shem Itchila B'Sveika Shisapu Bali Toises B'Zeh. The Ramban quotes Toises's question. Achach Masik Dein Chiluk B'Zeh Bein Tfilo Bein Shar Dibur Kedusha Ein Shem Vayim Bir Loch. So the decision which they both come to, the Ramban and the Bach etc., is that Toises's question is not correct, and you must bench again. So in a situation where a person had no reason to believe that he had to check for anything, and then it turned out there was soya there, then you don't have to bench again. Hmm. It's the only case where the person should have been aware of the possibility, and he was therefore considered negligent by not checking beforehand.
Okay, what about suppose you're benching, you're about to bench, you've got your 1-year-old child on your lap.
So you should check him.
You do a quick check before you start benching. Everything is fine. Everything is clean. Mazel tov. You start benching, and right in the middle of benching, you hear something, and you realize, uh-oh.
So you stop benching, and you take care of it. You can't continue benching.
So, okay.
Because now you know about
that's
it. This case was a case where you did not realize until afterwards. Right? If you're in the middle, so you have to take care of it. You have to remove him, and you have to take care of it.
But once you start benching, aren't you supposed to, like, not stop benching, or...
So then the question is, that situation, you're equipped to stop because of the tzoya there. You can take care of the tzoya. Then if the time lapse was the equivalent of the full, let's say for argument's sake, a person takes benching, takes him, forget about the racham ones. Benching, the mitzvah benching is from the beginning of benching until the aliyah chasreinu. Let's say he benches very slowly normally. It takes him 5 minutes to bench. So cleaning up the tzoya took him 2 minutes. So he just goes back to where he was. He doesn't go back to the beginning.
No.
Let's say, however, it took him 5 minutes. It's the equivalent time it would take from beginning to end of benching. He'd go back to the beginning in that situation.
Oh, wow.
And a person takes benching, takes him 2 minutes. You know,
to catch up where he was again.
He should have to go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
His bench is
also... So it really does depend upon how long it takes you to do your normal benching.
Right.
So
each person, it depends on each person, right? Mm-hmm. The time lapse is measured against your normal benching time. Right. Okay. Now, however, then the Mishnah Chorar said, but if all we found was Meraglayim, there was no fecal matter, there was just a situation where there was urine there, so then you don't have to go back.
Oh.
Okay? Now, Hanu Gam came by Finzel, the bear Birch is a Mosin, Varakach Motsu Meraglayim, Besot Al Ramas. He benched, and then he realized he found that there was something, there was a puddle there, which he hadn't realized. So now he says, so since the Negev Meraglayim who rock Yisur Darbanan, well, Sekel Gozru. In the presence of fecal matter, it's an issue of the Raisa to say words of Bracha, Tefillah, Torah, etc. In the presence of Meraglayim, it's only Darbanan. So I don't know. I'm not Mechuyev to look. That's the difference. It's a major difference between the two. Now, if the person knew about it, then it's also to do it. If he does it against the halacha, he's mechayev to bench again. Right? But if a person did not check, he's not mechayev to check for that, and if he didn't check, and afterwards he found it, so he would be here to bench again, he doesn't have to go back in that situation.
It wasn't evident.
So again, if a person knew it was there and against the halacha, he went and benched. Mishabur before said that you would have to go back. I mean, actually, Mishabur, the steer Mishabur is one place. Mishabur says that you definitely have to go back. One place he brings a machloik is, but seems to be his final decision is that you would have to repeat. If a person knew that it was there, and against the halacha, he benched, or he would have to go back. Okay. Simon Kufevov. In Noshim Chayavis Bebirchas Amosin, women are Chayavim Bebirchas Amosin. Not only men, it's also women. However, Vesavik, who im Hein Chayavis Minaraisa, it's questionable whether their level of Chayav is a mitzvah deraisa like a man, and therefore, Umatzias Esoa Noshim. Therefore, a woman could bench and be. And the man can hear her benching and be yotze with the woman, or not. Women are only chayiv on the rabbanon level, and therefore veinu motzias elam the mishena chayiv ela mirabbanon. Therefore, they can only motzi a person who's a chayiv in rabbanon. So, for example, if a woman ate a full meal, and the man only ate a kazayis, so his chayiv is not the rice; he's not full. He only is a chayiv the rabbanon. So then a woman can for sure can see him.
I mean, he has to.
But if he had a full meal and he's full, and he has a chi of the raisa, and the woman has a suffix chi of the raisa, so she can't be moitzi him. Because of the suffix, she can't be moitzi him.
Well,
talk later on about the lochas of women doing zimun. Okay. Mishaburas of cotton olive. Imhem chayavas mirarisa. Now, why should they be chayav the raisa? Because the rule is, when it comes to positive commandments, mitzvah say, fishi mitzvah say, shalas mangoma, it's not time bound. It's not defined by time. So any positive commandment which is not bound by time bound, women are chayiva. So the simple reading would be women should be chayiv in benching. What's the raisa? What's the argument that they should not be chayiv the raisa? Element rabbanon. Why? The see al oritz atayva. Menashim elam chelik ba'oritz mitzad atzman. Im lo bebas yireshes. The ikar mitzvah of the division of the Eretz Israel was given to the men. And since the Mor learns out that when we bench, we must mention the land, the getting a portion of the land. So therefore, the Gemara raises this question: is it possible that women are not chayiv the raisa? It's a suffering in the Gemara. And the Mor brings the suffix, and the Mor does not decide it, that maybe since halacha is that the Mor learns out that you must mention oritz in benching, and since women, be'ikr, the division was not given to women, there were some exceptions, but be'ikr was not given to women. Therefore, the pasuk says, oritz ha'tovah she'nosan loch. So the Mor learns out that the mitzvah is the bench of Kadosh Baruch Hu, not just for the food, but for the oritz ha'tovah she'nosan loch. So if that's true, the brush beaker wasn't given to the women, the land, so maybe they're not chayiv in benching. The Chum said, the Chum were mechayiv them, and not mitaraisa. Now, why don't you ask, so what about a Kohen or a Levi? Ma'ashengim b'kanim leviim, al b'shein lem chelik, b'chol mochem yeshlem or imigrish. Okay, so but Kanam and Levi'im do have some part of the land. There are cities which are given to them. So the Oritz HaTovah was given to them as well. Now, Ve'yesharim, some argue that the issue of doubt by the woman. There are women who do get Yerusha, so that's women do get. So what's the issue? Because the Mor learns out. Shlonitalem Bris v'Torah. The same, we also mentioned Bris and Torah. The Mor learns out also that you must mention Bris and Torah in benching as well. Well, the women were not given the mitzvah, the command of Liman HaTorah, nor the command of Bris. So Mela, the Mor says, that's the suffix. So a woman, if he's only Chayim in Rabbanon, she came out to only a man who's only Chayim in Rabbanon. He did not eat enough to be satiated. Shein chiyuv elamin rabbanon. Messiah matur. So the tour comes up and says, "Listen, we don't know. There for what? Neshu suffik latinan the ain matzias says anoshim shachlus kadei svia. Because of the doubt, they may not be motzi a man who ate a full amount. The kain cause of Rambam perakei melchus brachas. Okay, cause of betshuvas shar efrayim isha shachl kadei svia." Woman who ate enough to be satiated, and she's not sure if she benched. Now, if a person, we said before, a man who ate and is not sure if he benched, he has to bench again. Suffered the rice of the chumrah. Let's say he only ate a kazayas, and he's not satiated. He only chayv the rabbanon. Suffered the rabbanon the kula. He doesn't have to bench again. So this woman is not sure if she benched. So if she's chayv the rice, so she has to go back myself. She's only chayv the rabbanon. She doesn't have to go back myself. Now what? Okay, chayev is levorach. Ayn shom time. Okay, nizkum chayodim morgan ibor. Okay, because kemeger. Okay, mirchi yosef pasu shein atzrichalas levorach. So we have a machloikus. So the sharfrayim and the chayodim say that she has to go back, and the kemeger and the mirchi yosef says, and the chayim said pri begodim that she does not have to go back. So they argue both arguments. So kemeger learns. That it functions along the lines of a sveik sveika. First of all, we're not sure if she's really chayiv mitaraisa or not. And even if she is, maybe she benched. So mitzvah the mitzvah deraisa, which that's what the only reason she has to go back again is because of the mitzvah deraisa. Because the mitzvah rabbanon she doesn't have to go back mitzvah. So you're saying, well, maybe she's chayiv mitaraisa. Yeah, but maybe not. And even if she is, maybe she benched. So she wouldn't. The Kamei says you don't have to go back. Now, however, we come welcome near the Ladzoy, so let Nisachadas, Sharfraim, and the Yat, and the Yatam, and Amir Locha. The woman wants the bench again. So it's Brachal Matala. Kurdish Gemeg, you're not Machir the bench again, it's Osir. Kurdish Sharfraim, you're Machir too. Like, so it's not like, you know, why not? So the Mishabur, no, you can rely on the Sharfraim and go bench again.
No matter what you do, you're wrong.
The other solution again, which we had before, is if a person's possible, a person should wash again, eat a kazayas, and bench. So then, you know, we get out of the whole suffix. Okay, sif beis cotton chay mi rabbanon kedei lechanche. There's a mitzvah rabbanon to mechay to cut the bench in order to train him in the mitzvahs. V'hai deven mevorach la'aviv kishloach la'av kedei svia shen lechay v'alim rabbanon. The more it does discuss a case where a child is going to bench and the father is going to listen, be yotzei with the child. The father was not knowledgeable, the son was knowledgeable, and the son was able to bench, the father wasn't able to bench, so the son is being mitzvah to the father. But 1 second, the son's only chayv for chinuch. So the case was the father did not eat a full meal, and he only ate a kazayas. So he's only chayv in rabbanon. And we do look at this situation of a katan who has a mitzvah of chinuch. We do look at that as a chayv rabbanon. So they're both chayv in rabbanon. So one can mitzvah to the other. But if the father ate a full meal, so then the son can't be mitzi him. Okay.
Because the father
is chayv the rice and the son's only chayv the rabbanon. Cotton chayv the rabbanon. Mishra Burus cotton dal. The hainu afilo loy ochel rak kazayis gam ken chayv the rabbanon lechanche. So the chayv the rabbanon is even a person who's a gadol eats a kazayis only chayv the rabbanon. Now he's a cotton eats a kazayis, right? And he's not full. So I'd say there's mitzvah chinuch on the rabbanon, mitzvah chinuch on the rices. No, there's mitzvah chinuch on the rabbanon also. So he's a chiyuv to bench, even when he only had a kazayis. Okay. Vahid the ben Ruslamer, Vahid the Yisabik Gemara, the ben Kotten Mavorach Moitzi is Ovi Birchas Amazin Kshini Yudei Lavorech. The child is able to moitzi the father when the father is not able to bench himself. So how does it work? The answer was, the father did not eat enough to be satiated. If the father ate enough, that he has a chayiv the rice at the bench, then in that situation, the child cannot be mitzi the father. The cotton in a mitzi is a isha. So this applies to the woman as well, because on the possibility the woman is chayv minaraisa, and the cotton is for sure only chayv in abundance, so the cotton can't be much to the woman. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, interesting case. So we have a chayv the rabbanon for the child to bench, and the father only ate a kazayas, and he's still hungry. So he has a chayv the rabbanon. Okay, what will be if the child ate a kazayas? See, he's like a double Darabonah. And the father's only a one Darabonah. So can a double Darabonah be mitzi a one Darabonah? If the child did not eat enough to be satiated, so the child ate enough to be satiated, he's one Darabonah. The father ate a kazayas, one Darabonah, so they can be mitzi each other. He can be mitzi the father. But if the child only ate, the Abiyat so trade Darabonah, he mitzi the Avav, Yesh Deyas Ben Apayskim, Yesh Lahachra. So this is a machlokes. This is a Rishonim, because Rishonim, and Yishuvi Machmir. Right now, take a look at the Sharet Zion in Sukkot and Dalit. So he says Yishuvi Machmir that the cotton who ate a kazayas should not be much to the father who ate a kazayas. Okay. So why should Machmir? Shekeinu Dasa Toisus Megillah Daf Yitess or Zeru B'Shem Sirlion for Rambe Megillah Shom Shekosha Shekeinikar. Now, then he adds another twist. He says, 1 second. We're saying like the cotton is chayv mirabanan. Is that the correct way to look at it, the mitzvahs? When you say cotton is chayv, because there's a mitzvah of chinuch, so the cotton is chayv. Is that true? Is that a chiv on the cotton? Is that a chiv on the father to mechan of the cotton? Right. Prat Das Ramban, the Sirle, the cotton, Gara Misharchiyuv with Rabbanon, they don't love Chiyuv, Klal. There's no. We take a woman, let's say on the side, you say a woman that's not chayv in her eyes. So she's chayv in her bona. A person eats a kazayis, it's chayv in her bona. Right? Fine. Right? This katan is worse than that. He's not chayv in her bona, according to the Ramban. He's not chayv at all. This is Machlokes Rishonim. Was the way chinuch worked that the chachamim put a chiyav on the katan? Or all chinuch is there's a chiyav on the father to be mechan of the child. There's no chiyav on the katan at all. So that's Machlokes. He says, so for sure, you don't want to be in a situation where a katan who ate a kazayas only, she might see the father who ate a kazayas, because we have multiple arguments why the katan should not be able to might see the father. Now, it is a kasha on the Ramban, because there is a Gemara which says that a son can be might see the father. Right? See, if you tell me there's a chiyav on the cotton made abundance, you'll say, in the case of the father ate a kazayas, and the cotton ate a full meal, so the cotton, the rabbanon, came out to the father, the rabbanon. According to the Ramban, there's never a case of the cotton's a chayv even rabbanon. So that's a kasha on the Ramban. The way the Ramban understands, fine. Okay. Okay. Now, a cotton for another cotton can be mitzi. Because the whatever level of chiyuv they have, it's the same level of chiyuv. That's not a problem. One interesting case, though. Let's say you have two boys. So when a boy turns bar mitzvah, right? So in terms of mitzvah, there's two things that make him a gadol. There's the age, mm-hmm. and there's a physical maturity. So look like this. So we don't know whether there's physical maturity or not, but there's a halachic assumption. We're allowed to assume in halacha that if he reached the age, he reads physical maturity. However, that only works for mitzvahs d'rabbanan. That which we assume a boy was the age of 13 is definitely a gadol. That's for mitzvahs d'rabbanan. So he wants to go down for the yamid. So davening is rabbanon. So he wants to daven for the yomid. Maybe he's still really a child. We assume he's not a child. He's 13 years old. He has maturity. Let's say he wants to do a mitzvah deraisa. He wants to lay in parsha zocher for me. He can't. That's a mitzvah deraisa to lay in parsha zocher. I don't know for sure if he's a gadol. Well, he's 13 years old. Yeah, I don't know if he has physical maturity. When you know, when he starts shaving, you know he has physical maturity.
On Zippy tells you.
He has no nemonis.
He's an
Adaf,
I know.
Yeah, but well.
How can he testify if
you? We're not sure if he has the bonus.
What?
We're not sure if he has the bonus. Uh-huh. Right? And the thought that he's a cult, he doesn't have a.
We trust people with kashrus. I mean, if someone says it's kosher food, you trust.
I understand that, but I mean, they're the person's body an aid. Here, the question is: he an aid?
Because he's not old enough.
Right. If he's not old enough, he's not an aid.
If someone's made it on him.
It's fine. Uh-huh. Somebody's right. So now I have two boys, 13 years old. I want one to be much to the other. Well, each that you can't do because one might really be a god, one might be a cotton. So that's not a good idea. Hmm. Okay.
So what age do you assume that you're good?
When they start shaving. Once they start,
that
once,
comes usually that, later than
right. That's once the person starts shaving, so we know he has physical maturity. So without physically checking, without actually checking for puberty, you would know based on that.
And what if the kid says, you know what, I'm not going to shave, I want to grow a beard?
That's the same thing.
There are some cases also when they can't
mean, grow once a beard. He starts growing facial hair, that's what I meant to say. Okay.
So there are some that can't grow facial hair.
Good, so then they have the problem. So we won't know until later.
Right. There you go.
Okay. You can be a Muslim. Yes, now, some people said a lashon and a baruch must be a le'evim. That before they would start benching, they would say this phrase, "Vein lomer, you should not say it." By adding extra things which are not part of benching, you're making things worse. Now, v'imomer b'mokam birchas hazon, instead of saying the regular nusach of the first brach of benching, the full nusach hazon, etc., the person said the following phrase: "Brich rachmona, blessed is the merciful one, Malke, who is the king, Mori the haipita, the master of this bread." So yotze, that's enough to be yotze the first bracha. V'yesh armim v'tzitzarach yachtem barich rachmona d'zon karlo. That only works if you end off, just like the first bracha in benching, starts off with the baruch and ends off with baruch. Baruch ato Hashem azon asakal. So we're also, if you want to say this should replace that, requires a two parts to the bracha. You start off with that, and you say Brich Rachmana the Zon Karlo. Blessed is the one who sustains everything. So you need both parts. Now the Mishabura will bring a sheet that says that this Gemara, the Gemara says a Yotze. The word in some Rishonim was referring to a Moitzi, not to benching. Some say it's referring to benching. So if it's referring to Moitzi, then this wouldn't work for benching. If it's referring to benching, so this would work. This is not a chachilo, but if a person did say that, he would be Yotze the first bracha, and he needs to say the rest of benching. So if you replace the first bracha with this nusach, the Shulchan Aruch is accepting that bidi ebed, that would be a valid nusach for the first bracha. Okay, let's hold it here.